Well, boys and girls, I usually bring a PowerPoint with me today. Now, there was no PowerPoint today, so I brought something, and the problem is, you'll probably not be able to see what it is very well, but I'll do my very, very best, because I was thinking of an advertisement that I seen on TV. It used to be on TV a wee while ago, and it was this man. He was a cricketer way back in the olden golden days when I was small. You wouldn't have knew him as a cricketer, and he was advertising something which we all know. Well, I think we all know. Definitely all us people who are over 30 know. Okay. Does anybody know what that is? Yes? Shredded wheat. Yes, shredded wheat. And, well, there's something really important about shredded wheat. Only old people like shredded wheat, is what I've generally found. That's why I don't like it. Okay. If you like shredded wheat, you know you're on the way down the hill. I'm sorry I had to tell you. Sorry for any kids who like shredded wheat. But it's shredded wheat. And in the advertisement for this product, for this thing, we're told something really amazing, or I think it's really amazing. We're told that in shredded wheat, there is only one single ingredient. And I thought, wow, that's amazing, because no matter what we eat, there's always more than one ingredient. Now, if we're going to eat crisps, we know there's potatoes in it, we know there's oil in it, we know there's salt in it, we know there's things. And we could go through all the things that we have, even the stuff we have for breakfast. Maybe, like, well, I was going to say like me this morning, I had Rice Krispies. I didn't. I had toast this morning. But there's lots of ingredients in toast. If you had Rice Krispies or Cocoa Pops, there's loads of ingredients. But they tell us in the advertisement that in shredded wheat, there's only one ingredient. And I got this box, because as I told you, I don't eat it, so we don't usually have it in the house. And it actually says in the ingredient list that there is only one ingredient. And it's something very simple. It's called wheat. That's not really surprising, sure it's not. One single ingredient. Wheat. And you know, I was thinking about that idea, about things with one single ingredient. Things where there's one thing makes a difference. And I was thinking about this little verse in John chapter 14. And it's a verse you all know really, really well. And says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. You know, whenever we listen to people talk, and people want to talk about getting to heaven, about being close to God, or doing what God wants them to do, there's always lots of things that people put in there, isn't there? They say, well, I'll get to heaven because I'm a good person. Or because I'm a nice person, or, you know, I follow God and I think God will find me acceptable because I'm kind to people. And they can think of all different things. Maybe they think, well, I go to church every Sunday. That makes me a good person and that makes me a Christian. But you know, that's not what the Bible tells us. The Bible tells us that for the Christian, there's only one ingredient. There's only one thing that will do and nothing else. And that ingredient is a person called the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, boys and girls, this morning, no matter who tells you all of these other things, the only thing that will make you a Christian, the only thing that will make you ready to get to heaven, ready to meet God, is if you have Jesus Christ in your life. You know, I could tell you that shredded wheat is good for you because it only has one ingredient, and you might believe me. Isn't that right? You might believe me. And that's a good thing. And you know, some people believe that you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ if you want to be in heaven, but that's all. They just believe that one thing. But you believing that shredded wheat is good for you doesn't mean that it'll do you any good now. You have to do something with shredded wheat, don't you? What do you have to do? Anybody know? What do you have to do, shredded wheat, if you want to be healthy? Yeah? Eat it. You have to eat it. You have to take it. And you have to own it. And you have to put it into your body. And when you do that, and when you do it all the time, your body gets all the goodness out of it. And it helps you be healthier. Well, the very same for the Lord Jesus. You know, we can believe about the Lord Jesus. We can believe that he was a person who lived a long time ago. We could even believe that he's God. We could believe that he's perfect and yet not be Christians. It's not enough just to believe about him. You need to trust him. You need to have him in your life. You need to have him as your Savior and your Lord. And I trust this morning, boys and girls and adults, that each of you know what it is to have that one ingredient in your life. Not just know about him, not replace him with other things, but know that only Christ can prepare you for heaven. Only believing in Christ will mean that you can reap the benefits of knowing him as your Savior and your